Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Edman.
Aw, yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, Edman, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, the expression is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. And I'll tell you, a big difference in the mood between this week and last week is that this week, really the mood seems to have shifted to Donald Trump has definitely lost. There's no questioning anymore. In fact, I notice the media isn't even really running Trump stories like they used to. Now they're saying, oh, what's a Biden presidency going to look like, right? But I'll tell you, the Edman is still holding out hope, crazy or not. And, you know, when the entire world is telling you that you're wrong, it's kind of tough, isn't it, right? It's like you've got to fight the opinions because it's not just the opposite side now. It's not just Democrats that are saying, you know, well, it's over. It's independents. And many Republicans, they're saying that it's over. We're so used to the idea that once the media calls it, because they're usually right, you know, that once the media calls it, that it's over. And I feel like the media is becoming increasingly annoyed at the idea that people are holding out and not just rolling over for their narrative. Fox News, who called Arizona early, has had a huge drop in viewers because people know the truth. People can see other sources. They can see what's going on. And they realize that they're being given a show, a smoke and mirrors. And people are leaving Fox News in droves. They're going to Newsmax. They're going to One American News Network. You know, it's interesting to me that people are going more to Newsmax than to One American News Network, because the One American News Network is known as like the Trump News Network. I mean, that's kind of like how Fox News is stereotyped to be. One American News is actually like that. Same thing with, you know, how MSNBC is like totally in the tank for the Democrats. One American News Network is totally in the tank for the Republicans and specifically for Trump. And I think the reason people are going to Newsmax is because that is actually a more reliable news source. They're a conservative news source, but they're more reliable. Whereas One American News, I feel like their sources are kind of dodgy. And, you know, I don't watch either of these networks extensively, so maybe what I'm saying is not, you know, characteristic. But, you know, I've seen One American News's questions towards Donald Trump, and they're like the biggest softballs. They're like normal questions to Joe Biden from, you know, mainstream media, right? Oh, speaking of which, I just saw a great clip of Joe Biden refusing to answer a question again. And this one was funny because Joe Biden is in this room at a boardroom meeting table, and there's walls to his back so nobody can get behind him. And this table is like a really long table. It's comical. It's a really long table. Even though there's nobody else at the table except for one other person, I think Kamala Harris might have been there. There was some white person in a mask, so I'm just assuming that was her. And Joe Biden finishes whatever nonsense he's talking about, and then he says, "That's it." And then the assistant is shoving press people out there. Like, okay, time to go. She's just shouting it so nobody can get a word in edgewise. But one lone brave reporter asked Joe Biden a question, I think something about COVID in the transition or something. It seemed like a normal question. It didn't seem like a slanted question to me. And he's like, "Why are you the only one yelling questions, man?" or something like that. And then the clip ends. They don't even let them stay for more than a second. They have them come in and they have them, you know, do this press conference, and then boom, kicks them right out. And it's funny because I think during the whatever he was talking about is like, oh, we're going to be great friends, you know, as president. I'm going to really talk to the media and get along with them and, you know, giving the impression that they're no longer going to be called fake news or the enemy of the people or whatever. But then he won't even let them talk at all. It's so phony. And this whole thing to me just seems so phony. The idea that Joe Biden could get more votes than Barack Obama, that Joe Biden didn't even go out to campaign until the last days. And if did you ever watch his campaign rallies? Probably didn't, because nobody else did. But they're like 15 minutes long. You know, I mean, he like goes up there. He just monotonely spouts off whatever he's supposed to say, his prescripted lines. And then he, you know, spins around and figures out where to walk off at and leaves. I saw one clip of one of his press conferences. I don't even totally know what I was looking at, but it was like there was an empty podium. They had the cars out there, you know, because he didn't have any actual rallies. He had these car rallies where you like, you know, like a drive-in theater, except it's a rally and there's way less cars. And he's having one of those. But the thing is that there's no one at the podium. It's just a TV screen playing. He wasn't even there. I'm telling you, independents did not vote for this guy. There's no way on God's green that Joe Biden won fair and square. I cannot believe it. Look, I admit, I could be wrong, okay? We all live in our own bubbles, absolutely. But I look at liberal press, I look at conservative press, and if you look at liberal press, Joe Biden is not any great shakes. I mean, to the establishment liberal press, you know, he's oh, God's gift. And Cher, oh my goodness, did you hear Cher's song about Joe Biden? This was before he, and I put this in quotes, won. She did this terrible, I should play it. No, you can look it up. You can look it up. Just go to YouTube, type in Cher Joe Biden song, and you'll find it. And it's this, oh man. You know, one of the fallouts of the Trump presidency is to see your, I don't know if heroes is the right word, but people that you enjoy watching on screen, and just to watch them all go nuts. I mean, they've just gone crazy. And you go, you know, these are not only are they not great, they're not only are they not just, you know, regular people with all their foibles and things, they're stupid. And actually, I don't know if stupid is the right word, but they're gutless. You know, they don't speak out for what they believe in. And the reason I say that is because there's no way that 100% of people are in a given population are liberal. So there's a bunch of them who aren't, and they're just afraid to speak up. But they'll actually go up there and get in front of a camera or any media they can and tell them about what a good liberal they are. I'm so good. Please watch my movies. It's pathetic and it's frightening too, because it's like, God, if people who have money do that, what chance does the normal person have? I don't know. Maybe it's because they're ego driven and more than, I mean, everyone's kind of ego driven, but more than the normal person, because they do, that is their livelihood, right? And from what I hear is that in those circles, if you go against the grain, boom, they just kick you out, right? You're not in any movies anymore. They oh, wow, yeah, they retroactively deleted a voice actor. I think, was it Ubisoft? Some game, big-time game manufacturer. A voice actress that had worked for them spoke out again. I think she spoke out against COVID restrictions. And they deleted her character, retroactively got rid of all of her interactions with the company. You know, I used to play Overwatch. I think that's by Blizzard. And I think their parent company now is Activision. I think they sold out to Activision. And that was a fun game. But then they said that they're going to start banning people, not just based on what they did on the game, because you can like chat and talk to other people inside of the game, but based on their social media profiles outside the game. And I was like, you know what? That is a little too creepy for me. And I just uninstalled it and never played it again. All right. I guess I should start the show at some point. So let's go ahead and get into it. Oh man, there's so many things I shouldn't have rambled on. I got so much to talk about. First, you know, thank goodness for the internet, because we can find all these cases of voter fraud. And I seriously thought about just doing the entire show, doing nothing but rattling off the instances of voter fraud. And I could take up the entire show doing that. I could absolutely do that. And now people don't like that you're able to get this information for yourself. You watch. They're going to start hiding this stuff like crazy. Obama came out this week and he called the internet. He said it is the single biggest threat to our democracy. Now, that's frightening. An ex-president saying that the internet, that he used, by the way, to win his campaign. Remember, he was like the first social media president. And now he's calling it the single biggest threat to our democracy. Why? Because people can find out things for themselves, because they can go around the press, the media, the usual gatekeepers, and they can look things up for themselves and they can use their own brains to figure out what's going on. I mean, that's the reason. You know, I talked about people leaving Fox News in droves. That's because people know when they're getting fed a spit, I'll call it spit sandwich, and they don't like it. So they go to news sources that are going to be more reliable. It's not just that they're crazy about Trump. Otherwise, they'd be going to One America News. It's that they want to be given facts. They want truthful information. Hell, I don't think I've seen a Trump supporter yet that said that he's okay with Trump losing. I mean, they wouldn't like it, but that they're okay with Trump losing. They just want it to be fair and square. But it's not. And don't expect much help from the Republicans. You know, I think that one of the reasons that Fox News was always kind of like the channel of neocons, right? They supported the war more than any of the other channels did. And now you see that Lindsey Graham, another neocon, he gives Kamala Harris this fist bump and they're all friendly and things. Now, look, I mean, I've given people that I don't care for fist bumps before just because they happen to have said something cool. And in that moment, I was like, okay, I got to give that to them. But I think that fist bump between Lindsey Graham and Kamala Harris out on the floor is more indicative of the George Carlin quote, "It's a big club and you ain't in it." And so, you know, as long as they've got as long as they're elected, they don't care. They'll leave Trump high and dry, swinging on the clothesline there, out of the house. They're not concerned about him. As long as they get theirs, most of them anyway. And if Biden does take it, that combined with that Obama quote, you watch, they're going to start putting some major regulations on the internet, and they're going to set up those gatekeepers legally in law. Facebook, Google, all those guys are going to tell you what you can look at, what you can't look at. I mean, they already do to a degree, but that's only if you use their platforms. Soon, they're going to be doing it where you have to use their platforms. Hell, they'll probably figure out a way to force you to pay for it. Now, you know, I don't like the censoring that they do on Twitter and Facebook, but I still do believe that those are private companies. And I told you a while back, I said, watch, other companies are going to come up and they're going to compete with them. And unless you have government interference, you'll have the marketplace decide. And many people have gone to Parler. Many people are going to, I think it's BitChute and Gab and other services that provide alternatives. And that's the way that it should be. But, you know, when you give the companies an advantage, if you're giving them money while actively, you know, taking away the platforms that the other companies are trying to be on. I mean, look, PayPal is not allowing people that they disagree with philosophically to use their payment system. Patreon has banned, you know, people from using their platform. Even these money-raising platforms, like what's the big one, they will stop a campaign that's raising money because it's for something that they don't believe in politically. And I think that one of the reasons why it seems that Joe Biden's presidency is such a shoo-in is because none of these companies are talking about all of the amazing amounts of evidence that they have found that indicate voter fraud. And it's funny because they'll say there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Well, I mean, what do you want? What do you want? I mentioned this last week. If they caught Hillary Clinton, they caught her red-handed. She was smashing devices and wiping the memories of devices even after getting congressional subpoenas. So if you catch her red-handed and then say, well, but she didn't really mean it, and then let her off the hook, you will never get evidence of fraud, because you would have to prove intent, right? And then widespread, what are they talking about? So if it takes two counties to flip an election in a state, how widespread does it need to be? You can alter an entire presidential election and still not be widespread if you want to look at it from that definition. You know, so they play these games and it works and people are demoralized and people don't want to look at it. They just want it to be over because it's hard to fight, isn't it? It's hard to be the one person when everybody else is saying, oh, it's over, you know, give it up, big baby, you're a sore loser, you know, you don't want to admit defeat. Hey, all of that might be true. I mean, it could be. But if I just look at what is there clearly on display, I don't see how there's any other way to look at it other than there is evidence that there's fraud here. I'm not talking about the horse spit mealy mouth definition of fraud that the media gives of, well, you know, intent. It's not fraud unless it's intent to commit crime. It's not a fraud unless you can prove that they were maliciously doing it. I'm talking about eyewitness accounts of phony ballots. I'm talking about not letting the other side see what you're doing. I'm talking about doxing and harassment. I mean, if you were watching the media earlier this week, you must have seen those Antifa-type supporters going after the people in what county is that wanted to that didn't want to certify the election. And so then the election wasn't certified. And they went on a Zoom meeting and you had these people one after another going up there and telling everyone who was watching publicly, you can see it, where they lived, where their children went to school, calling them racists, saying that their soul was going to be burning, and saying that the black kids that they go to school with aren't going to be happy with the way that their parents are acting. These are things that you can just get online and look at least you can so far. I mean, I know it's a threat to democracy to actually see what's happening, but there it is. Hell, even when they debunk it, they prove it. There's a story, in some counties, and let me give you this one first, because this is this just came out, the Geller Report, total ballots cast 1,327,394. Total presidential election votes 1,405,376. There are 77,982 more votes in the presidential election than there are casted ballots in Nevada. Biden has a plus 33,596 margin currently. I'm only looking at two blue counties in the state. And man, I'm telling you exactly what happened. They thought that the polls all said Biden was going to win. And they thought that Trump was going to do pretty good because he did good in 2016. But they didn't know he was going to do that good. And so all their, all the cheating that they had in play, they're like, man, we really underestimated the work we were going to have to do. Stop the count and bring in the backup ballots. And if you don't believe me, let me give you a couple of sworn affidavits here. These are from people who are actually there. Georgia recount worker with 20 years of experience handling ballots described an odd batch that stood out. Pristine sheets with no markings and 98% for Biden. Most of the ballots had already been handled. They had been written on by people and the edges were worn. They showed obvious use. However, one batch stood out. It was pristine. There was a difference in the texture of the paper. It was if they were intended for absentee use, but had not been used for that purposes. There was a difference in the feel. These different ballots included a slight depressed prefold so they could be easily folded and unfolded for use in the scanning machines. There were no markings on the ballots to show where they had come from or where they had been processed. These stood out. In my 20 years of experience of handling ballots, I observed that the markings for the candidates on these ballots were unusually uniform, perhaps even with a ballot marking device. let's see. Here's a fourth witness. There's a bunch of witnesses here. I'm just skipping over these. Also a Democrat saw perfect black marks on a stack of ballots, 500 in a row, all for Biden. And that's what it says. I watched them pull out a pile of what I observed to be absentee ballots and noticed two very distinct characteristics on these ballots had. One, I noticed they all had a perfect black bubble and and were all Biden select. I was able to observe the perfect bubble for a few minutes before they made me move away from the table. At no time did I speak to the poll workers or obstruct them in any way. I heard them go through the stack and call out Biden's name over 500 times in a row. Here's another one. This is from Georgia. Where is this? Same witness went to a different Georgia county. Okay, so this one's the same witness and observed the same anomaly. On the following day, November 16, 2020, I presented myself to Cobb County Poll Precinct located 2245 Callaway Road, Southwest Marietta, Georgia. At first, I was standing next to the panel reviewers in Room B, where I observed absentee ballots being reviewed with the same perfect bubble that I had seen the night before at DeKalb County. All of these ballots had the same two characteristics. They were all for Biden and had the same perfect black bubble. Rudy Giuliani has a press conference outlining this, and all they're talking about is his black hair dye running down. I mean, dude, it looked creepy looking, but can you talk about any of the mind-blowing, ridiculous stuff that is happening? Another internet sleuth has found out that in Pennsylvania, the mail-in ballots were registered before they were even sent. So they're requested, then somehow they're registered for Biden, and they're not even sent yet. CNN and all these places, they have deleted their videos, which have, you know, you want videos. If you're a network, you want views. That's advertisers, man. Why have they deleted the videos of election night? It's because you can see that when the vote tallies are updated, you can see candidates losing votes as the other candidates' votes go up. I mean, one vote can go up higher than another candidate, but the other candidate's not going to suddenly lose a bunch of votes. But that's exactly what you see on video. Again, internet, biggest threat to democracy, right, Obama? So let me give you guys a website that you can go to and see this for yourself. Okay, you ready? It's called hereistheevidence.com. Pretty easy to remember. Hereistheevidence.com. And you can arrange the columns how you want. You can arrange it by importance, by state, by the source. And you can have some fun and waste a couple hours looking at all of the fraud. Let's see. Let's go to Nevada. 3,000 instances of alleged fraud, voter fraud, filed with the attorney general by the Nevada GOP. 6,000 illegal votes in Nevada, according to Nevada district attorney. 223,000 intractable mail-in of ballots sent to wrong addresses. 15,000 Nevada voters suspected to have also voted outside of the state. 1,600 voters born between 1800 and 1900 voted in mail by mail. In North Carolina, okay, so this one's North Carolina. In Pennsylvania, 32.6% of 1706 sample received absentee ballots without their request. 66% of dead registered voters born between 1800 and 1899 voted. 18,000 mail-in ballots didn't have a mailed date, only a return date after November 3rd. I mean, I can just go on and on. Guys, there's so much here. I don't know how many there are incidences there have to be before you call it widespread. But really, they can drop the widespread, right? Because they'll never even admit that it was fraud. So I don't care what you call it, fraud, glitches, irregularities, suspicions, weird things, oddities. There's so many. We have to have audits of this. And, you know, dang, Georgia certified, but hey, I still think that this is going on. I don't think it's over, and we are going to see what happens. All right, before we go, I'll give you a few more. A Pennsylvania court rules against post-election vote curing. Well, that's going to have an impact because, they're taking these votes that they get in, and they're fixing them, right? They're like, oh, well, they didn't really fill them out right, and they're curing them. Now, it doesn't say which direction that fraud went into, but I have the feeling that it's always going to be for Joe Biden and against Donald Trump. Isn't it funny how that's the way? I hear endlessly about the one person who voted twice for Donald Trump, and I never hear about all these hundreds and hundreds of other incidences. Like I said, I could fill up an entire show of all the alleged fraud that they found, but I got to go. Thanks for listening.